K1 and our Community Connection on the way next, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. And an opportunity for me to welcome in this morning for our session, volunteer and past chair of the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition, Stella Schaff, and also another volunteer, Alyssa Loftus. Nice to have both of you ladies in this morning. And Stella, just because the mic's pointed a little bit more at you, we'll say good morning. Nice to have you here today.
Good morning, Charlie. It's great to be here.
And it's always nice to talk to you guys and find out how we're doing. And I know Bartlesville, Washington County has made significant progress from when the coalition was formed a number of years ago, but you're not done yet.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, it's been a long journey. It's hard to believe that it's been a whole year since we were talking about last year's summit.
Well, I think Nolan mentioned it a time or two when he was in, but you haven't been in for a while. So,
no, yeah. I haven't. But I'll tell you, the time just goes so fast, and the work never ceases. One of the things I love so much about the coalition is that it is a number of individuals in the community, you know, just people who care. Mm-hmm. Who suit up and show up and share their time to help us make these events a success and to help us impact our hometown, where we can help to reduce the rate of suicide here in Washington County.
And I know when you first came out with the numbers several years ago now, we were twice the national average. That's surprising and frightening when we look at our population. We think that we're, you know, pretty good people and relatively problem-free, but it affects everybody.
It truly does. It, you know, suicide has no preference. It will cross all populations, all ages, all socioeconomic classes. And the funny thing about it, Charlie, well, I don't know that anything's funny about suicide, but...
Well, funny, strange, not funny, ha-ha.
Yeah, and people with that innate survival instinct that we have as humans, nobody wants to talk about suicide. And until we reach a point in time where we can have a candid conversation like you and I are having today, it's going to be real difficult to reverse the numbers. But it's only natural when people hear the topic come up, they may turn their head, quickly change the topic, because it's just not a pleasant subject.
Well, in society, I mean, we have talked our way out of it, around it. We found all sorts of euphemisms to not refer and not say the word. It's just one of those things that, like you said, we don't want to talk about it, and we kind of put it in its own little closet, so to speak, and shut the door.
Well, and what is truly amazing in light of that is that, especially with young people, and you know, suicide is the second leading cause of death of our young people. When a compassionate friend addresses the topic of suicide with somebody who is at risk and brings it out and sets it on the table and says, here, let's talk about it, it actually diffuses the intensity of the person who's suicidal. And that has been shown over and over again. A lot of people think that if we talk about it, we're going to put the idea into somebody's head. And that's just not truth, you know. And I kind of challenge the listening audience, you know, if you're over the age of 40, I'm not saying that you've ever seriously thought about taking your own life, but stop for a minute and think, have I ever hit that point in reflection where I said, wow, what would it be like if I just wasn't here? What would it be like if I didn't wake up in the morning? Because research does show us that the majority of individuals in the United States at one point in time or another consider the idea of suicide. And if it's that prevalent, without speaking the words and inquiring of the individual, it's hard to know just what's going on behind that pretty smile on their face as they walk down the sidewalk.
Well,
you
we're not comic book characters. There's not that balloon above our head that shows what we're thinking right now.
Absolutely not. And that's why we've got to gain the courage and empower individuals to ask the question, are you thinking about taking your own life? One of the things that the Suicide Prevention Coalition does is we provide an evidence-based best training named Question, Persuade, Refer. It's a 1 to 2 hour training, and we will come to you and provide this training in a workplace, with a church group, whatever organization you're involved with. And we do this for free. We bring all the materials in, and this is your time to learn how you can make a difference in your community. So if an individual is interested in hosting a QPR training, we encourage them to give us a call at 918-338-9737, and we'll pull out our calendars and get that set up for you.
Sound like a good deal. And the trainees, the people in the room will walk away knowing more about the topic and be at least a little bit more confident should they find themselves in a situation talking to somebody that they suspect may be thinking along those lines. You still have to have a modicum of courage to open your mouth, but at least you'll be better equipped.
And it's really, you know, when you think about what it takes to just say the word suicide, even the mental health professionals get challenged with being able to speak it out. And with this Question, Persuade, Refer, or QPR as we refer to it, this is a training for the everyday Joe. It is not, you do not have to be a mental health professional or a member of the clergy to obtain this training. But it's for your neighbor, your coworker, just to increase the awareness.
Mm-hmm. But and I'm going to compare it to three other letters, CPR. We all have taken the classes, or I feel that we have all taken the classes at one time or another, and because the Red Cross or the Heart Association or whoever offers that class makes you get down on your knees and beat and blow on the dummy, you feel like you've practiced. And I think when somebody comes out of your classes, they hopefully will come out with that same a level of confidence that they've practiced somewhere along the line.
And that's one thing we can, I said 1 to 2 hours on this training, and we can move through it. There is a ton of data. We can move through it in 45 minutes to an hour. So if you have a lunch organization or something, we really like that extra 15 to 30 minutes so that we are able to engage in some role play. And with that role play comes the confidence to be able to bring the topic up if you're down at the coffee shop and you notice, you know, my friend Joe over there is just, something's off and I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll find out how you can talk to Joe and find out what's on his or her mind, as the case may be. Alessa, you've been sitting over there very quietly, smiling along the way, letting Stella carry the ball. Let's get you involved a little bit with this one. What's your connection with the coalition?
I'm a volunteer, and I'm also an IL advocate with Dynamic Independence, which is an organization that helps individuals with disabilities.
Okay. And I just want to get that point a little better at you. And again, IL, that just because it's such
independent living.
Thank you very much. Every job, every profession, every hobby has its own abbreviations, yeah. And I just try to get it back to plain language. So you're good.
Yeah, I got involved, what's it been, 3 years ago, Stella?
Yeah.
3 years ago, partly because of my own experience with a friend who had attempted suicide. And partly because of my job and working with the individuals with disabilities the way I do, it's a, I don't know the statistics on it, but it's a pretty big concern for individuals with disabilities and impacts them quite a bit. They get depressed,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes, not so much always because of their lifestyle per se that they're in a wheelchair or disabled anyway, but also
I'm gonna say, the acquaintances that I've had over the years, they are surprisingly more positive as I look at it than the general population.
Right. It's been a kind of a big deal in the media, social media especially, here recently with some movies and stuff, that the disability community has actually been speaking out, because the movies, Hollywood tends to sensationalize the death of individuals with disabilities by suicide, as if they're doing a favor to the individuals that are not disabled in their life. And we've been really speaking out against that, because people with disabilities can live full, full lives. So we just really want to give them, through the QPRs, recognize when they're being told, oh, well, you know, you're stuck in a wheelchair, or you have, you know, dementia, or, you know, your body doesn't work the way everybody else's does. Well, you know, you'd be better off to be dead. Mm-hmm. Or your family would be better off, you know, if you were gone. And so we just want people to be aware to watch for those things with their friends and family members who have disabilities also.
Yeah.
Depression is a disability. And so we...
Well, it can be if you allow it to be. But
yes. Yeah. It can be very disabling. And depression leads to, you know, those thoughts of, you know, would everybody be better off if I wasn't here anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't have to be pitied anymore. So we just want, you know, to get the word out for individuals in that community also. That's a big important thing to me. And we have the summit coming up on the 9th of September.
And I think Stella's just anxious to get to that.
Well, I know.
But I'm going to...
We're excited.
I need to take a break, and then we can spend the rest of the program talking about that summit, get people involved, get them invited, get them signed up, because for the professionals, there are some education credits for them. We'll talk about that when we continue on A Community Connection in just 1 minute on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, Stella and Elisa talking about the Suicide Prevention Coalition. I know you have an event coming up, but Stella, you mentioned before
We do, and mark it down on your calendars on September 9th. Once again, at the Community Center, we will be hosting our fourth annual Suicide Prevention Awareness Summit.
That'll be the second Friday in September.
That's correct. Yeah. And it is during National Suicide Prevention Week. And we are bringing in Dr. Sally Spencer-Thomas with the Carson J. Spencer Foundation. And I'll get to that a little bit more in a moment. But Elisa brought up a very valid point before we took the commercial break, Charlie, and that was that when dealing with individuals with disabilities, sometimes that perception that they are a burden, you know, I'm a problem to me, I'm a problem to you, I'm a problem to society, you know, not only can the individual come up with that idea, but the stigma associating individuals with disabilities will oftentimes kind of put that on them. So One thing that we do know when it comes to suicide by the researcher Thomas Joyner is that there are three elements that are essential for an individual to take their own life. One of them is this concept of burdensomeness, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a problem, I'm a burden. Another is a disconnect from other humans, from society. It's an isolation factor. And finally, the third is the capacity to act. In some way, they've been desensitized to self-harm, whether it was coming through domestic violence or IV drug use, any activity like that. But the interesting thing that I didn't learn until this past year is the difference between the individuals who attempt suicide and those who actually die by suicide is that burdensomeness factor. The ones who think they are a problem more likely die than those who are not rating high on mm-hmm. that factor. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I really wanted to mention, Charlie, is, you know, as humans, we all have our weaknesses and our strengths. And when it comes to talking about individuals with disabilities, we don't delineate in any way, shape, or form whether it is a mental or a physical disability. Just because a person may navigate via wheelchair doesn't mean they're going to be depressed and suicidal.
Exactly.
Okay? There's a lot of resiliency that can occur. And we see that a lot with mm-hmm. the people who join with us. And one thing I wanted to be sure to say today is that if you are an individual who has considered taking your own life, or if you have lost a loved one, a dear neighbor, a family member, a spouse mm-hmm. to suicide, you are not alone. And we have a support group that meets once a month. We also have volunteers with that support group that on a peer level will work with individuals who are struggling in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to say that in a collaboration with the United Way, Youth and Family Services of Washington County has developed a program that will provide professional services using the collaborative assessment and management of suicidality, boy, that's a mouthful,
yeah.
Program methodology for treating adult individuals who do not have insurance.
I would love to get more into that, and it's another program, but if we don't get something on this event coming up, then I won't have done my job. So, again, you mentioned it's the second Friday at the Community Center, and you got a great speaker coming in, right?
We do. Dr. Sally Spencer-Thomas, I met her for the first time about 3 years ago at our State Suicide Prevention Conference. She is a CEO and founder of the Carson J. Spencer Foundation, and they have an amazing program out of Colorado. One of the parts that I am most thrilled about is going to be her presentation of a campaign called Man Therapy, and it uses a light humor. I mean, Charlie, who are the people who are least likely to ask for help when it comes to mental health struggles?
I don't care, physical, mental, it doesn't matter. Men don't go to the doctor as often as women. We don't talk about how we feel. So I think I know where you're going on this one.
Yes, and it uses light humor. It addresses the working age male. She also brings in information regarding first responders who are exposed to so much trauma. And, you know, just something about the idea of our law enforcement or ambulance, you know, these people are always supposed to have it together. Well, a human being can only be exposed to so much before it starts to impact them. So it's real important that they learn to debrief.
And this is part of what she's going to be talking about at the seminar. And
We're also going to have a segment featuring local individuals. We've got a panel of leaders in our community. It will be facilitated by Mike Bros with the Mental Health Association of Oklahoma. And we're also going to be looking at a program with a wonderful story from just a beautiful woman who was a suicide survivor and found herself in the throes of a heroin addiction. So we will be looking at the opioid epidemic in Oklahoma and what we can do about it and what its link is to suicide. Now, during the day, it will take place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We will provide 6 continuing education units, and the cost on that's only $65. Our evening session is from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and in keeping with tradition, it is open and free to the public.
And there are some very specific groups that you are inviting. I mean, everybody is welcome, but I think you have, at least in the past, have talked about people like teachers, like clergy, like people who are, I'll say, attuned to watching symptoms for other people.
Absolutely. And this year our theme is solving the prevention puzzle. And what we have found is that when each member of the community steps up and places their piece in the solution, they do their part, that we can make an even bigger impact than before. The coalition does meet on the second Thursday of each calendar month, so we are meeting day after tomorrow. It is a working lunch meeting. We go from 11:30 to 1, and it is hosted at Youth and Family Services, located at 2200 Southeast Washington Boulevard.
And if somebody would like to schedule a QPR session for their business, for their church, for their small group, large group, you're willing to do that?
That is true. Just give us a call at 918-338-9737, and we'll get it put on the calendar. One other phone number that I must always mention is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. If you are struggling with ideas of suicide or know somebody and care about somebody who is, call 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-TALK. It is free and confidential.
Okay, thank you very much. Lisa, you didn't get much to talk, but we'll you're welcome.
I just wanted to pop in that a little bit and just was here for support, really, for this, because this is the important thing that's coming up so soon, and we want as many people as we can to turn out for that.
So. Okay, well, thank you for your contribution. We appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
That's Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Not that I have